Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma, ChoctawHuntingLodge.com, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Heavenly Bread Pudding, which makes an awesome snack when you're out hunting and fishing. It's available at Brookshire's and Brookshire Brothers. Well, folks, I'll tell you what we're going to do in this segment. We're going to talk about videoing wildlife or outdoor adventures. Now, my good buddy Jeff Rice is with me. We thought that it might be interesting to talk through how we started a video show over a couple of years ago and how it's progressed. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Always glad to join you, my friend. Just looking forward to continuing on doing these videos, and man, how much fun are we having doing this stuff?
Well, it's added a whole lot to my enjoyment of the outdoors. You know, for many years, 36 years, I've been an outdoor writer cranking out words and still pictures. That's what I've done for a long, long time, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And for the past 14 years, we've been having fun with our radio, you know, bunch of radio stations, and that's fun. I get to visit with people on the radio. But a couple of years ago, Jeff, you and I were just talking, and folks, you need to understand, Jeff has a real passion for videography. What used to be fill my bill with still pictures and all that, well, that's Jeff has always been into video, and he's really good at putting shows together in videography. But we were talking, Jeff, and that kind of bled through in our conversation. You talked about, well, maybe we need to start filming, right? That's kind of what kicked us off.
It really is. It's funny because, like you just mentioned, the fact that you've been writing and the radio and all that, and for me, I go back probably 20, 25, almost 30 years now, videoing stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as video cameras have been around, and when you and I started hanging out and fishing and doing our little adventures, it dawned on me, it's like, we should be filming this stuff. And really, it kind of was like the spark that the fire got going. And I remember specifically you and I sitting on the dock at the creek down there by Lake Fork, and we were catfishing the Yantis Catfish Classic. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, like yesterday.
Yeah, and I said, you know what? Let's start right now. We can be putting a little show together or something. Let's start right now. And I got my camera out. I actually went across the creek and put a camera on the other side of the creek, and we started filming.
That was it.
Yeah, it started from right there, and we've done, I guess to date, we've done 130 episodes, and you know, we're getting better at what we do, but we're having a heck of a lot of fun along the way.
We are, and a lot of our shows, or not all of them, of course, but when I'm out on assignment for the newspapers or whatever, that's just an added bonus. Now we get to, I get to write about the adventure, whatever we're doing. We get to talk about it on the radio, and now a sportsman's life has grown to the point that we always started out, Jeff. We would post it on YouTube. You still post it. Folks can go to YouTube, A Sportsman's Life, and it's there. It's a great place to archive video. But Carbon TV, a few weeks ago, actually, we began on Carbon TV. Now, that is a huge boost. 10 million views per month, I think, somewhere around 10 million views per month at Carbon TV. There's like 300 outdoor shows, and by golly, A Sportsman's Life is one of them. And our buddy Larry Wysoon, you know, Mr. Whitetail, he joined us out. It's been over a year ago now, Jeff, that Larry's been with us on every show.
Yeah, we've been having some fun adventures along the way.
Yep.
And boy, I tell you what, getting on Carbon TV now, that's exciting stuff. And we're glad to be, putting fresh new material out there every week for people to enjoy. And like you said, you know, these adventures that we go on every week and different things that we do, not only can you write about them, not only can you talk about them on the radio, but now you can watch them. And,
yeah. I think with the meetings that, of course, Larry knew the principals there at Carbon TV. He'd worked with them in the past. And when Larry explained to them that that we have a weekly show every week, something new. You know, I think they were excited to get to offer something because, you know, streaming and Carbon TV is a streaming show is what it is. I mean, I guess we could call it a network, right?
Network. Mm-hmm.
Network,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's streaming. So you can go online or I watch it on Roku. You know, there's all those formats you can – I've got it downloaded on our TV where you just click on Carbon TV and 300 show, – well, maybe 301 now since we're there, you know?
Yeah, and you can watch it on any device. Your cell phone, you can go into carbontv.com and find it there, or you can, you know, on your computer at home or whatever, TV, you can find us anywhere. So, yeah, that's exciting stuff. And, man, I tell you what, I just look forward to our weekly outdoor adventures. And you're right, they were real excited about us being able to provide them with what we call real-world outdoors. I mean, it's nothing scripted. You know, we're not always successful on a hunt. But that's real hunting, or that's real fishing, or that's real outdoor fun. You know, we tell it like it is, and I think that's what everybody likes about it so much. You know,
you're right, Jeff. And my goal is, yeah, I've been hunting and fishing all my life. You have too. Larry Wysoon is a famous individual that. Well, Mr. Whitetail, many people know Larry and followed his TV and all, but there's a lot of, not to be egotistical, but there's a lot of information, that we three have gleaned through a lifetime of being out there doing it. And, one thing is an absolute fact about the outdoors is you do not always shoot a big buck or catch a limit of catfish or shoot a turkey. That's not what the real outdoors is all about. And we portray, like you say, if we went hunting, and, well, you know, we don't want to run all shows of of nothing harvested, but we have plenty of successful hunts and fishing trips. But if it's not successful, people can learn something by watching it. That's our goal, you know?
That is exactly it. We try to make it somewhat educational, and a lot of the younger folks getting into the outdoors and hunting and fishing lifestyle, you know, can watch our show and they can pick up tips along the way. And of course, outdoor cooking, those people that camp and stuff, there's a little something for everybody. And I always call my friend, you know, Luke Clayton, the Dutch oven king. So you and all your cooking and, you know, I know we've all done some, but your cooking is just—it's fun stuff to watch, and people can really learn how to cook in the outdoors. And you know, so like I said, there's a little something for everybody in our show.
It is, and some of the things that I have to kind of shift into a different gear sometime because, you know, like Dutch kettle cooking, it really is pretty basic. But there are some things that. If you do not do correctly, you can really mess up. So I try to maybe oversimplify things sometime, but I try to break it down to the basics. You know, how to handle the fire, what kind of Dutch kettles to use for this or that. But yeah, it's fun, and we want to invite folks to start watching us there on. Carbon TV. I also will say our first really place that aired this was on Facebook, and it's still there. The show is the same show on Friendly News there.
Friendly News.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's still hosted there, but and I think the people that listen and watch it there, they know about it, and it probably are I think they're flagged every Friday at 10 in the morning when it airs there. But it's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to where we're going with it too. I think it's a good thing right now, and then it just seems to keep getting better and better and more fun, Jeff.
Absolutely. And of course, we're now, you know, creeping into the winter months, and boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of fun to come. We've got some fun and exciting stuff coming up, so folks, check in carbontv.com. Again, you can go into YouTube and just in the search engine there, type in A Sportsman's Life. Friendly News on Facebook. You can just like that, and of course you can get in and watch it there. And if you need to, you can always go to catfishradio.org, your website, and usually there's a link there to get into, you know, to the shows as well.
It
so
is.
Lots of ways to get in and check out A Sportsman's Life.
Well, Jeff, thanks for helping me, you know, talk about what's going on in A Sportsman's Life. Folks, thank you for listening. And Jeff, I guess it's time for us to go to work and film the next show. What do you think?
I think you're onto something.
Folks, that was what I like to call another real-world outdoor segment, nuts and bolts hunting and fishing talk. I want to remind you, Pyramid Air is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Simply go online to pyramidair.com to check them out. Mill Creek Ranch Resort down in Canton is an awesome place to stay. Private cabins that you're escorted back to. Check out Mill Creek Ranch Resort, folks, right there near the trade days, really, just right across the road there. Mill Creek Ranch Resort.com.